If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Your Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats won the toss and deferred their choice, and Oregon started with the ball today from their own 25-yard line, moved it out to about midfield, but they were forced to punt. And the Wildcats took over on their own 9-yard line. They would drive across midfield, or close to it, but on 3rd and 8 at the Northwestern 48-yard line, quarterback Preston Stone was intercepted by the Ducks middle linebacker Bryce Betcher, who returned it 29 yards down to the Wildcat 23. And late in the first quarter, the Ducks would strike first. So it'll be 3rd down, a goal to go. Just outside the 1. So far, Oregon on 3rd down, 1 for 2. They'll operate from the eye. And now they'll shift. Moore under center. And Moore flips to Lamar. Nobody home as he walks into the end zone, left side, touchdown, Oregon. 7-0 Oregon, a 23-yard, 5-play drive after the interception. Ted's guest a moment ago, Joseph Hyman II, returned the ensuing kickoff 39 yards out close to midfield, the Northwestern 45, but the drive never got going. It was a 3-and-out, and the Ducks got the ball back in the final minute of the first quarter. They would put a 56-yard, 12-play drive together using over 6 minutes and capped by this 42-yard try for Sappington to the left hash. He's 1 for 2 on the year, 33 of 39 in his career. They don't need to kick many field goals. There's the snap, the placement. Kick by Sappington on the way to the uprights. And it is good, and it is 10-0 Oregon with 9:28 to go here in the first half. The Ducks get back on the board. They have a 10-0 lead, 9:28 for the half. Wildcats took over the ensuing possession on their own 25. Appear to have something going, but Preston Stone, while scrambling, fumbled the ball. He had to fall on it, but it was a loss of 18 yards, and the Cats had to punt the ball back to the Ducks. With just under 5 minutes to go in the first half of play, the Ducks started on their own 11-yard line. Moore would connect with his receivers, the freshman DeCorian Moore, for 20 yards, 12 yards to Malik Benson that got the ball out near midfield. Then on a 3rd and 8, he connected for 20 yards to Benson down to the Wildcat 35. Another 3rd down, a 3rd and 3. Moore ran for 4 down to the 24-yard line of the Cats. And with less than a minute to go in the half, this was the ensuing play. Right, Moore on 1st down, back to throw. Here comes pressure. Now he throws towards the end zone. Sadiq makes the catch. Touchdown. Turned right around the 1-yard line. Ball was right there on the money. Fitzgerald was there in coverage for the Wildcats. Dante Moore with the touchdown pass. That's his 7th of the year. And it is 16-0 Oregon. So it was 17-0 at halftime. Cats got the ball first in the third quarter, and they drove from their own 25 into Oregon territory on 3rd and 1 at the Oregon 26. Stone was sacked for an 8-yard loss, setting up 4th and 9 at the Oregon 34. Stone looked to have Ricky Amorazzi open, but Amorazzi could not make the catch for the first down, and Oregon took over on their own 34, and it only took them one play to cash in. 1st down there for Oregon at the 34. They get off to the running back, running to the right side, and that's De'Aaron Hill Jr., and he breaks away down the right sideline. He'll take it all the way for the touchdown, 66 yards, just like that. That's his first carry of the day. Hill, true freshman from downstate, Belleville-Altoff, and Oregon finally hits the home run, and it's 23-0. So 24-0, just about midway through the third quarter of play. The Wildcats, again, trying to get something going. Looked like they would. Starting for their own 25, Stone would connect with Griffin Wilde for 31 yards out near midfield, but then Stone was intercepted for the second time, this time by linebacker Jerry Mixon, who ran it back 39 yards to the Wildcat 35. From there, four plays later, the Ducks were in the end zone again on a two-yard run by freshman running back Jordan Davidson. And so it was 31-0. And that was the score going into the fourth quarter. The Ducks, after a three and out by the Cats, again on the drive, a 27-yard pass from Moore to Benson, got it into Northwestern territory, but then the defense stopped the drive. Four-man rush here for the Cats on second down and 3 yards to go. Back to throw is Moore looking for the clincher, jump ball, intercepted! Leaping interception, Mack Uihlein at the 9-yard line. Second straight game with a pick for the linebacker from Lake Forest. The first turnover today for Oregon, the first turnover of the season for Oregon, and just the second takeaway by the Wildcat defense. That was a tremendous interception by Matt. At the 4-yard line, actually, and the Wildcats from there went four and out, giving Oregon the ball at the Northwestern 12-yard line. But the Cats defense hung tough and forced a field goal try, Sappington a 25-yarder to make it 34-0. Cats finally put a scoring drive together, 75 yards in 9 plays. Big play on the drive, a 40-yard pass from Stone to Drew Wagner down to the 9-yard line. Tough yardage inside the 10. In fact, the Cats lost yardage back to the 14 before they got it down to the 1 where it was 4th and goal. 4th and goal at the 1 for the Wildcats, trying to get on the board. And the game will be Komalafe to the end zone. Touchdown! Caleb Komalafe finds pay dirt. And the Cats get on the board with 6:20 to go in the game. The drive, 75 yards and 9 plays. Stone, 2 of 3 for 53 yards passing on the drive. And it was a 34-7 game. Then after an Oregon punt, Cats would have one last chance to put some points on the board. Starting from their own 9-yard line, didn't take long. Just 3 plays to get on the board. And they went to today their third team running back who took it to the house. Running back is Deshaun Reeder. Deshaun, 3 carries, 13 yards a week ago. Redshirt freshman. He'll get the handoff. Started left, cuts it up the middle, breaks to the 30, 35, 40, near sideline, 50, 45, 40, down the sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Deshaun Reeder takes it 79 yards for the score, and the Wildcats hit the home run ball themselves. How's that for a guy on just his 4th college carry? Deshaun Reeder, redshirt freshman from Greer, South Carolina, outrunning the Oregon defense for the touchdown. Play Deshaun Reeder will no doubt remember, and so will the Wildcats as they come up short, though, 34-14 to the Oregon Ducks.